Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Chris Kowalski. He's the new principal at Bishop Hartley High School. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you, Father.
Great to have you. As you know, we are getting back to school very soon and shortly, and so we want to kind of specially feature our Catholic schools in a couple of these shows. But as we begin our conversation, let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of your truth and revelation in Jesus Christ. We ask that you help all of us to grow as students of this truth, as lifelong learners. We ask, O Lord, that you form us according to your ways as your disciples. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Chris, as we start off, obviously you're a Catholic educator, and the first part of that is your Catholicism. And so I was wondering if you could share with us your faith story and kind of how you came to know the Lord, how you came to practice the Catholic faith.
Yeah, absolutely. So I born and raised in Erie, Pennsylvania, and went to Catholic schools all my life, started at Sacred Heart. Moved on to Cathedral Prep, where I had a really impactful experience with campus ministry. Our campus minister has now actually become quite famous in the Catholic world. He was Father Larry Richards. So wonderful mentor and friend of mine all my life, and had an opportunity to lead a lot of youth retreats and get pretty heavily involved in my faith, and that really opened the door to the start of my vocation in Catholic schools. I went to the University of Dayton and then the University of Notre Dame to serve in the Alliance for Catholic Education program. So my mom's a Catholic school teacher, now retired, of 45 years. So it's kind of been in the family and part of our discussions and formation throughout my life. And have only actually taught in Catholic schools as well, from Oklahoma to a couple in Ohio and in Indiana, before now settling at Hartley, which I'm about to start my 14th year here. It's been an amazing faith journey to just kind of watch from the modeling phase of how my parents taught my brother and I to now being a father of three myself and sending them all to Catholic schools at St. Matthew. And now the opportunity to lead a school community that I've grown to know and love over the last decade that's embraced me as part of a family is allowed me to really find kind of the heart of the vocation as a leader, a teacher, and a coach in Catholic education.
What brought you to Columbus?
So my wife and I, once we were married, we were living in Indiana at the time, and we moved here. She began a doctoral program at Ohio State. Upon our move, I knew I wanted to be in Catholic schools. I had very little familiarity with some of them, and Hartley had kind of the perfect fit for a little math and religion teaching position, and I had minored in religious studies at Dayton, and so had a lot of the qualifications, and here we are today.
Excellent. So it was math and religion are your
Correct.
Kind of subject matters. As you know, I'm going to peck some questions at you,
Sure.
pepper some questions at you. But first, I guess, what the intersection of math and religion, what kind of correspondence?
Yeah,
you
know, I think that really was the campus ministry retreat, you know, engagement type of mm-hmm. evangelization that I had experienced in high school really kind of drew me to that impact of Catholic schools and how you can go beyond the classroom, right, to really serve the whole child through faith and development. And so that's what kind of piqued my interest and thought this would be good not only to strengthen my own knowledge of my personal faith, but then what I might be able to contribute to a Catholic school. Math is my first love from just the professional standpoint, you know,
yeah.
but it's also a really nice mount. I got a lot of interesting looks when we moved here and like, wait, you do math then? And religion, but I think they complemented each other really well, and that ministry is what led me to help us kick off the house system over a decade ago as well, of really kind of growing in our campus ministry and our mentoring and leadership at Hartley.
Yeah. You know, I've talked to a few mathematicians, but the who are practicing Catholics
yes.
and everything, and what kind of a you know like so math is somewhat. Intangible, you know, in the sense that, you know, it's not like a physical science. And then also it, you know, it's all very rational and it points to a design and truth. And it seems very sort of easy to work with religion and kind of to fit it together.
Yes. Yes.
Quite beautifully. You know, they're almost complementary.
Absolutely.
Sciences,
absolutely.
Math and religion. So I think you're the first one that I've met who teaches both, who has taught both math and religion.
Yeah.
So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was you know, kind of say you're using both sides of the brain a little bit, you know, and giving a little bit of a break. But that critical thinking, that problem solving, and how you can apply to some of the concrete things, and then the, as you said, just those topics that you can't really wrap your mind around sometimes. And in some ways, that's what faith is all about, is kind of trust in that. Yeah.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is Chris Kowalski. He's the new principal at Bishop Hartley. As you said, you've been at Hartley now for 14 years. From your time there, and you know, and your work in Catholic education, how have you seen your own faith life grow in that role as a Catholic educator?
Yeah, the growth has been tremendous. You know, since I started, I became a father, kind of really becoming more of an intentional mentor for students as my role expanded beyond, you know, just the classroom. And you find all of the different opportunities that God is calling you ultimately to serve, whether it's through, you know, the retreats, whether it's doing direct service with your students, and just some of the initiatives that have grown over my tenure there. You find, you know, I know we're responsible for teaching the children, but I think you end up learning and growing so much more in your faith by the amazing witnesses that some of our young people are in the church. And then to watch them beyond graduation go into all sorts, whether it's a faith-based institution, you know, or not, that they're continuing to still live their faith journey. And even to the point now where I'm seeing some of them at my parish who have little ones themselves, you know, and going through really makes you feel old, but it also makes you feel really proud, you know, that it's sticking with them, that it wasn't just a four-year experience and now we leave that on and go on, you know, with the rest of our life, that they're taking the lessons that we've taught and they're applying it in their life.
Beautiful. And, you know, Hartley, I've always been impressed with their religion department. I know Molly Harchi has been a guest on this show.
Yeah. And Molly's our new house director.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. And that's one of the things I wanted to kind of point out was the house system, which is kind of unique, or at least Hartley kind of started it here in the diocese.
Yes.
And how is that going, and how do you see that as maybe growing or, you know, being renewed in your
diocese? No, renewal is a great word, just because we, with the pandemic last year, lost a lot of the opportunity to do a lot of our mentoring, our leadership, you know, development that I think is a direct product of why our kids are so prepared and ready to, you know, tackle some of those challenging issues in the world. So we are excited to bring it back on a daily basis. We do our annual day of prayer and service on All Saints Day. The planning's already begun for that. The different kind of faith groups that have developed from the house system, you know, and the incorporation of Father Fulton and Sister Felicity now joining us as well with Deacon Sullivan. It's a very complementary piece to the sustainment and fulfillment of all the six pillars of what Hartley stands for in faith, preparation, community, service, spirit, and leadership.
We'll repeat those six pillars again.
Yeah, so faith, preparation, community, service, spirit, and leadership.
Now, you obviously you've inherited a great foundation.
Oh, absolutely.
From your predecessor. Do you, what, you know, where do you see growth under your tenure?
Mm. You know? Yeah, no, I mean, Mike Winters has done an amazing job. Barbara Casson, who was there for a lot of his tenure as well. I was blessed to be able to learn under such amazing administrators at this time. We're called to build and form future saints, right? And so I think that's first and foremost is our Catholic identity and continuing to make sure that we're strengthening those initiatives. Faith-filled servant leaders is our ultimate goal. And then to continue providing such a quality college prep, rigorous, you know, education, and to excel really in everything that we do, whether it's in the classroom, in the community, on the athletic field, to really take something that's great and make it even greater, and continuing with all the different new themes and initiatives and challenges that we face in the world today.
Now, in your time at Hartley, you also coached.
Yes.
What did you coach?
Yes, I was our boys soccer coach.
Okay. Now, are you continuing in that role?
I am not. I'm taking my coaching talents and putting them into my sons and daughter. at this point, I joked with someone. I said, I'm in charge of a lot of things, so it's okay to take a few things off the plate. And actually, it's a really unique experience that the new head coach is a former player of mine and was an assistant for many years. So I know the program's in awesome hands.
Do you, as we kind of wrap up, though, I think a final connection between sports and faith,
yes,
and kind of especially maybe from the perspective of a principal and Hartley's kind of vision, how you see an integration of faith and
sports. That's, we just had an opportunity to bring all of our coaches in this past Sunday evening, right before the Rosary Rally that we share with all the other Catholic high schools, and my clear message to them was, you know, wins are important, right? That's why you play the game. But if you are lacking in the faith element, then you really shouldn't be a coach here. So the expectation of having a team retreat of daily prayer, whether it's at a training session, before a match, and having, whether it be prayer partners or just being open to building into your schedules, how is your faith assisting you in your competition, in your development as an athlete, I think it's critical to the holistic development of everything we try to do for all of our children, but especially our student athletes.
Excellent. Well, let's wrap up with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we ask that your blessing be upon Chris and all of the Hartley community. We ask, O Lord, that you help them to grow in the faith, that they may be witnesses of your truth and missionary disciples, touching all of those in their lives that the Lord has placed before them. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Chris Kowalski, principal at Bishop Hartley High School. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Father. Appreciate the opportunity.
And until next time, peace and all good.